Oh, good morning, y'all. What's up? Well, it is morning. Initially, I was supposed to record this Sunday, but that didn't happen because I was self-sabotaging myself. And yeah, so today we're back. Another episode of Reality Check. Today it is August 3rd. Can y'all believe it's August already? Like, goddamn, like we was just at the beginning of COVID last year. And now, it's 2021, August. All fucking ready. It's Leo season. I know my Leos are out there. They're probably like, oh, it's our season. Y'all gotta bow down to us. Blase, blase. Bitch. Get your jaws out your ass. But anyways, yeah. I was definitely self-sabotaging myself. I thought that I was going to give up. See, the problem was I was too much in my head. You know, you guys know about this. This is my first time doing this. So, of course, I don't know how this goes. I don't know the ins and outs of it. And I didn't know that this shit would, you know, take so much energy. I did not expect that. I thought that this would just be something that'll be, you know, fun and quick. But it's still creativity, another hobby, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I was too much in my head about this. I was like, am I even doing this correctly? Do people even like this? I don't know. I was just like thinking to myself so many negative things about this whole thing. I didn't know if I wanted to continue to do this. I didn't know if I was just doing this because everybody else was doing this. I didn't know if I was doing this because, well, which is why I want to do it, because I want to. And I feel like that this is something that my voice can be used for, because in the beginning, I felt like my voice wasn't useful because, bitch, I cannot rap. I can't sing. So I'm like, what the fuck can I use my voice for? And, you know, I stumbled upon YouTube, as always, and I was just thinking, what if I try out, you know, podcasts and shit? So yeah, and now fucking over the last weekend, I was just too much in my head. I was barricading myself, I was cornering myself with all these negative thoughts. I was like, should I go on? Do people really like this? Do people really, you know, gravitate towards me doing this? Do people really support this? And all those little shitty thoughts and all that. But yeah, now I'm back and better. I had to reevaluate. I had to readjust my mind. And I also felt unbalanced because I wasn't meditating as usual like I used to. Or like I usually do. So I had to get back in the groove of things. And I also had to have my friends' support. I had to, like, I feel like for me personally, I feel like I needed a feel for some encouraging words from people that love me genuinely and the people that I love genuinely. So there were a few that, you know, gave me a great check. They checked me at the door. They checked me like, bitch, like, whoa, now what are you doing? Stop being negative towards yourself. Stop thinking that, you know, this isn't for you. You know, this is something that you should do. I see this going far. I see this being bigger than what it actually is. And the whole time they just giving me love and all this support, I was just really becoming so emotional because I really did appreciate that. I really did need that because clearly I wasn't giving this to myself. So I was getting it elsewhere. And I really appreciate those friends that did, you know, chime in and uplift me, you know. Yeah, so, but yeah, this episode we're going to be talking about mental health, because what I was recently dealing with over the weekend also kind of deals with, you know, mental health. So I feel like those two really collide, and it does. So yes, today's topic is about mental health. Let me just go into my notes and see what I have. Okay, now, before I go any further, I want to take the time to say thank you to my friend David, because over the weekend also I helped him get ready for his party, his little game night for his birthday. And happy birthday to him. And also he catered for his own stuff. And that was my first time actually tasting any of his, you know, creations or what he cooks up. And that shit was thebomb.com. It was phenomenal. So, for you guys that would like to support, go over to Instagram and follow David's Trap Plates. Yes, he does deliver. He has a wide variety of choices that you guys can choose from. Personally, my favorite from over the past weekend that he made was the salmon pasta. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. David, if you listen to this, can I have an order for myself? Like a whole pan maybe? Just kidding. Fat bitch shit. LOL. But seriously, go over to his page and support. If you're in the New Orleans area and you would like to support, you know, black creatives that are chefs or that cook, anything like that, go support the guy David. And David, once again, happy 24th birthday to you. What the fuck did I just say, birthday? What the hell? Happy 24th birthday to you. My favorite Leo. Well, one of my favorite Leos. Y'all bitches something else. Y'all real spicy. LOL. But oh my gosh, y'all. Also, over the weekend while I was at his party, his little game night, I had the opportunity to try something that I've always wanted to try. In a way, I feel like I manifested it, because I was always like, one of these days, I'm going to try a shroom. I don't want to force it. I don't want to go looking for it. I just want to fall. I just want the opportunity to fall into my lap without, you know, forcing it onto myself. Because if I did, I feel like that way I wouldn't really enjoy it. And if it just came to me out of nowhere, I feel like I would. Maybe. I don't know. But yes, I tried a shroom, y'all. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. Even though it was my first experience and my first trip, it was the best thing. Yo, when I tell you, I was looking back at those videos of myself that I was recording. Ciao. I'll be doing it again. Period. And for you, well, for those that are wondering, like, this nigga trying shrooms, stop right there. Because shrooms are not like anything, well, aren't anything like crack and all that extra or that, you know, that hardcore shit. I don't do that. I don't sniff. I don't do booger sugar. Look, just pass me the grass and I'm good. Pass me the earth. You got me. Sold. Right here. Yeah, other than that, I don't go any further. But yeah, y'all, I tried the shroom, and the girl that I got it from, David's friend, I think her name is Kayla. She's so beautiful. So enjoyable. Well, y'all, I'm tongue twisting. What the fuck? She was so enjoyable. She got drunk along with everybody else. I loved it. She was singing the whole night, child, when I tell you. She wasn't singing, bitch. She was singing, okay? She was singing. The little dangly thing in the back of her throat was doing the thing with the vocals, period. I enjoyed her. But yeah, she was the one that supplied me with the shroom. And for the first time, she was like, oh, this is your first time. Of course, you got a microdose. I'm going to start you off with, you know, I think it's a 2 gram or 2 milligram. I don't know. I don't know how this shit go. These tables y'all got for the grams and shit, I don't know how it go. But yeah, I started with the low dosage. And it was the best fucking thing ever. Yo, so I took it. I was so excited. Plus, I was already kind of a little tipsy off the Casamigos, bitch. That shit had me feeling like I was part of the Migo group, okay? I don't know if I was Offset, Takeoff. What's the other one named? Quavo? Quando? I don't know his name. Yeah, felt like I was one of them. So I took the shit, I ate it, and now mind you, I was already off of the Casamigo. I was already off that, and a little bit of weed. So, yes, I enjoyed myself, and that was the first time I actually allowed myself to enjoy myself, because usually when I do go out, I corner myself, roll a blunt, grab my drink, get in the corner. I say here to everybody I know, you know how I go. People that's like me that's experienced this. Usually I just sit in the corner, put a blunt, a drink, my phone, scrolling through Twitter, enjoying myself, you know, just being so antisocial. And now, since Saturday, or was it Saturday or Friday? I think that was Saturday. Friday? I don't know. That was the first time I've actually enjoyed myself, and I think that I would want to do it again. So here he comes. Here he comes being loud. Hold on, y'all. Goddamn. All right, y'all. I'm back. I had to pause it because he was being loud, but this is my brother, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Stop playing.
No, like, real shit. I didn't know he was recording, so I came in this bitch loud, so.
Yes.
That's my fault.
Yeah.
That's my fault. Mm-hmm. I apologize, but.
Apologize.
Y'all
I'm
be
weak.
Cool. How y'all be cool then?
Go follow him on Instagram at spitter.g. Don't forget, and tune into his music. He got some fire shit. And he got some fire shit coming out. So, don't sleep on the kid. He coming. Alright, bye.
Damn. What y'all
doing? Like I was saying, over the weekend, that was my first time actually allowing myself to enjoy myself. But off that shroom, I was tripping hard as fuck. Like, I wasn't tripping. Like, I wasn't doing dumb shit. I was still conscious and very, you know... Who the fuck cutting grass? Like, they do this every time I decide to record. God damn. But yeah, the shroom, I really did enjoy it. I really did. Really, really fucking did. Now, let me tell you. Well, I was all over the place. Why did my ass decide to lock myself in the bathroom and record myself? I did that, and like 30 minutes later, I climbed in a fucking bathtub. I don't know why. I turned the light off. I climbed in a bathtub, and what did I turn on? I think I turned on Lil Durk featuring King Von, Evil Twin, and I was just in the bathtub fucking vibing. Evil Twin. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But yeah, that little whole time, I really did enjoy it, and I'll, you know, certainly be doing it again. Definitely will. What else happened that night? Oh, that night, I feel like I made an ass out of myself, honestly. I really did. Because I met this guy, right? And towards the end of the night, I was like, you're very handsome, and I think that it'd be really cool if I got your number. And he was like, sure, but I got a boyfriend. I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck? And I just felt so stupid after. I really did. Cause like goddamn, but hey, friends are welcome, you know. I'm thinking I'm finna make a fucking 3-pointer from the damn school line. I don't know what that is. The half throw. I don't know anything about basketball, so don't mind me in these. I don't know what the fuck I was saying, but yeah, I thought I was finna make it, and I didn't. I missed big time. Well, I really didn't, because. Yeah, that's that. Anyways, so yeah, this episode is going to be about mental health, guys, because this is a serious topic. I feel like this needs to be taken more serious, and it also needs to be talked about more. And I say it needs to be taken serious because being a fellow member of the Black community and the LGBTQ+ community, I deal with and did, wait, no, try that again. I've dealt with and still am dealing with a lot of mental issues and how to deal with certain things, being with Black and gay. So yeah, I tie this in with the Black community because, as you know, Black men or the older generation, they kind of pretty much, not kind of, bitch, pretty much, men and the older generation, they have this toxic mindset. And also, they look at things that we're doing nowadays as a negative thing. But also, they gotta remember they were doing the same thing back in their days. So, they shouldn't be able to judge us off of what they were doing, and now that we're doing the same thing. Okay, let's honestly talk about that, because I have family members that have a toxic ass mindset, and that's why I stay my fucking distance from them. That's why I do. One of the things, or one of the ways how they're very much toxic, like I said, they look at things that we do and forget that they did it also back in their time. Also, well, they're just pretty much judgmental in every aspect. Let's just say that, and we'll throw that to the side. Next thing, black men, black older men, black fathers, black men in general. I'm a black man too. Do I have a toxic mindset? I don't think I do. Do I? I mean, I used to. Like, when it came to niggas back in the day, LOL, I had, you know, a pretty much toxic mindset. I've had my fair share of being toxic. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna admit to that. Oh, gosh. Am I proud of it? No. But, once again, hey, we're all human. We go through things. We do things. We grow from things. As people, we all change. I mean, well, we're all human. So, of course, we're going to grow from things that we did prior to now, if that makes sense. You know? So, yeah, back to the whole mental health topic. Black men, oh my god, sheesh, where do I start with them? Oh my god, black fathers, god damn it, I don't know where to start. Should I start from my own experience? I don't know. That's a question I ask myself. Should I start from my own experiences? I don't know. Because if I do, I don't want to use anybody as an example and have them triggered, because child, I mean, but then again, who gives a fuck, right? And guys, another thing, once again, if I'm cursing too much for you, if I'm using too much profanity, I don't apologize for it, because I said it before, I warned you before, if you don't like it, you could just click off. But thank you for the support, though. Now let's continue. Yeah, like I was saying, I don't want to use anybody as an example and trigger them, you know? So, shit, I don't know. But black men, my black kings. Well, the men that fail to know that they are black kings. Okay, period. Don't mind me, y'all. I'm looking through my notes to see if I can find. Nope, not there. But before I get to my notes, let's just, you know, get this out the way. Black men that don't even consider black women as. Well, no, I'm gonna. Backspace on that, delete that. Let me type this again. Black men that are dating, you know, nah, I'm not being racist, I'm not being prejudiced, I'm just saying black men that are out there dating white women, I'm gonna pray for you. That's what I'll say. Okay, alrighty, next. Black men that put down black women. Black men that are abusive towards black women. Black men that are abusive to the queer. Black men that are abusive to their sons. Black men that are abusive towards each other. Black men that just don't understand. Woo! Goddamn. Ooh, I got trigger happy. was about to pull a trigger on you, one of you niggas. Good thing I didn't. But seriously, yeah, those things that I just, you know, called out, my guys, men, we gotta stop that. We've gotta stop. We gotta stop and come together. We gotta stop and come together as a whole community. Let's start there. We gotta stop putting down one another. Y'all, all these fucking tongue twisters that I'm having today, what is going on? Let me drink some tea, child. 1 second, guys. ASMR, lol. This is not YouTube. But do like, comment, and share. LOL. But yeah, guys. Seriously, black. This is about mental health, but this also is about the black community. Because honestly, the black community, we are the ones that are most, how can I put this, as a whole, and if you want to be honest, as a whole, we're all mentally fucked up. Let's just start there. Well, yeah, as a whole, we're all fucked up, okay? And today, 1 second, guys, I'm going to my notes, don't mind me. I know it's these long fucking pauses. I really apologize for that. I'm still getting used to this. I'm still getting used to multitasking while I'm talking. So, bear with me. Yes. Confronting mental illness, guys. How do we define mental illness? Well, honestly, we're going to have to double back. Because I personally feel the title of mental illness is a bit too far-fetched and aggressive. So, let's just call it emotional illness. And when we, or I, say mental illness, we think a person is crazy or out of whack. But at the end of the day, we still gotta remember that we're all human. Everybody ain't too, you know, tight in the mind. We all lost a piece to our puzzle. And by puzzle, I mean our brain. So yeah, we're still human at the end of the day. And don't mind me, y'all. I'm trying to read off these notes and go with the flow. But I don't think that that is, you know. See, so much progress has to be made within this podcast. Because, child, let me tell you. Let me just fucking tell you. Okay, guys, sorry. Don't mind me. I'm sorry. I really apologize. I'm going off topic. But, yeah. What else can we, like, call it? Well, I've already said emotional illness. Because, honestly. I look at notes and I pause. I look at the fucking notes and I pause. And I just lose train of thought. See, this is something that I should have practiced before I started recording. But that's fine, though. That is fine. This will make so much... tongue twister. You see? I'm trying to get so much shit out at once that I fucking stumble upon my words. And I mess up shit. And I mess up fucking words. But child, don't mind me. But let me just talk about mental illness from my point of view, my perspective. My perspective. God damn. Okay, that was kind of aggressive. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to yell at you guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. But yeah, mental illness from my perspective and my point of view, what I've dealt with, what I've seen and all that. I mean, gosh. I'm sure you know, you guys know, as young black people, or when we were young, you know, we may not have realized it, but that was the first time that we've lost a piece or pieces to our puzzle. It may have been because we were getting emotionally abused. We were being told that you can't do this, boys don't do that, girls don't do that, whatever. Shit like that, ignorant shit at that. Oh my God, let's talk about it, child. Yeah, I was, as a child, I was told many of times, you don't do that, get your hands off your hips, boys don't play with dolls, boys don't play with girls, go play with the boys, have some fun, get from under your mama and all that, give your mom some time. Like, bitch, mind your business, okay? Fuck. If I wanted to be a titty baby, I was going to be a titty baby. Mm-hmm. Cry baby, suck your mama titty. LOL. That's what my, my neighbors and my mama friends will tell me all the time. Cry baby, suck your mama titty. LOL. Because I was such a mama's boy. I was always up under her, okay? Anywhere she went, I would go. But yeah, that was one of the emotional abusive things that, you know, kind of set stoned into my brain, you know. I went through emotional abuse, verbal abuse, when I would come home and report cards, but I would have F on my report cards or D's or C's or whatever, shit like that. I would get told things, but you know, I should have understood that those were things were being told to me because I could have done so much better. That was verbal abuse, blase blase. What else? Physical abuse. I have experienced physical abuse. I have. I don't recall much, but I do recall my father being oh god damn, the man be jumping out. I'm sorry, y'all. God damn. I'm sorry. My teeth got me belching and shit. Sound like a man. No, but y'all, for real, there's a man within me that is trapped, that is screaming to get out, okay? So every time I belch, just know that that is him. LOL. But yeah, as a child, I did experience my father being physically abusive towards my mother. His dad, which I don't really know much about. I think his name was Oscar. I think. Yeah. I've heard plenty of stories of my dad being abusive towards his own dad, my mother, my brother and I. What else? Yeah. That man, why am I giving so much time to him? But this is about a good cause, though. This is a good cause to share your experiences and your emotional well-being. This is a good cause. So yeah, experiencing those things, being firsthand, I'm not, well, of course I wouldn't say that I'm proud of it, but I am proud of the way that what I've experienced has molded me into the young man that I am today. I do appreciate that much, and I appreciate my mother raising me to be the best that I can be, to the best her, to the best of her ability. I appreciate her being the mother that she is, the black mother, because there's not many black mothers that would accept their kids if they came out as gay. And I'm going to tell you why. Because most parents are afraid of what they don't understand. And when you or anyone is afraid of what you don't understand, you react in an outrageous way. Okay? So, for her to acknowledge my coming out and my differences as a human, I applaud her. And I applaud her for being a strong soul. Because, and I'm not sure if she will appreciate me talking about her experiences, but mommy, if you listen to this, I love you and thank you for remaining on all 10. I applaud you for that. you're a real nigga. LOL, because if she hears this, she's gonna call me. She's gonna be like, yeah, Hakeem. I'm like, yeah, ma, what's up? She was like, yeah, I heard that shit. That's right. I know that's right. You better let the motherfuckers know. I'm like, yeah, ma, yeah, ma. But yes, I applaud you. You did your thing. You did your fucking diddy bop. Period, ma. Yes. And yes, I can curse with my mother with this mouth, because she understands it as long as I don't curse her out. Because if I did, she gonna bat the fuck out me in my mouth, child. I'm like, what the fuck did you just say to me? What the fuck did you just say? Yeah, but anyways, y'all, I'm sorry. I'm getting off topic. I'm sorry. So, yeah. Experiencing abuse in all aspects. Let me not say too much, because that's something that I'm not ready to talk about publicly. I don't know. But yes, experiencing abuse in all aspects. I'm not happy that I've dealt with it or went through any of it. But like I said, I am happy that it's molded me into the man that I am today. So, for anyone that's ever abused me in any kind of way, I forgive you. You know, it's not... I'm going off topic again. Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't mind me. LOL. I just get so stuck in things that I say, and I just ride off it. But then again, that's the whole point of a podcast, right? To go with the flow. Talk as you go. Period. But yeah, as I've gotten older, a lot of things has became clear for me. You know, being a young teen, still dealing with certain things, how to deal with certain things, I would say my coping mechanism was drugs. Now, coping with drugs, it wasn't the best. Did I abuse it? I did. And like I said, hold the fuck on, because like I said, the only thing that I've ever did now was weed. Let's just clarify that. Let's just clear that the fuck up, because I don't shoot up. I don't torture my veins, okay? I don't snort. No, I don't do none of that. The third is alcohol and shrooms. Let's keep it at that. Let's keep it that way, okay? All right. But yeah, I did abuse it. I abused myself also, thinking that it would get me through whatever it was that I was dealing with. And did weed help me get through things? No, it didn't. Now, also using drugs as a coping mechanism with my mental breakdown that I was going through, did it help me get through it? No, like I said. And depression. Was it a result from use of marijuana, or was I already depressed and using marijuana to cope with my depression? Was depression a result from use of marijuana, or was I already depressed and using marijuana to cope with my depression? I would honestly say both, because, and let me tell you why. I was already depressed, right? Got you. Follow me. I was already depressed. I came upon marijuana in 2018. I was already depressed, you know, walking around with the mask on, with this fake smile, like, you know, I had it going on. I had it all together. But no, internally, I don't know how to say the fucking word, the whole fucking word. Maybe I have a lisp or something. But internally, I don't know how to say it, y'all. I don't know. I have a lisp or something. I don't know. Sound like I caught a fucking stroke trying to say the word. LOL. LOL. But, seriously. No. I was already depressed. And coming upon marijuana and using it to cope made me even more depressed. It did. It really did. Were there times where I wanted to suicide? God damn, Hakeem. You be going in. Not really. But, I thought about suicide. I did attempt. I did. And that was when I was elementary school, going into high school. That was a time where I attempted suicide. And I am forever thankful, forever grateful, filled with so much gratitude that I didn't succeed at suicide. Because if I did, that would have been selfish and I would have let life defeat me. And that's just something that I can't allow to happen because, bitch, I'm happy as ever. I'm living life. I'm happy. I'm content with myself. I've let go of shit and people and things that do not serve a need or a purpose in my life. And I've just been the happiest ever. But to get back on topic, yeah, suicide was an attempt that was not a succession. Is that a word? I don't know, but I just made it a word. Yeah, I did not succeed at suicide. I'm very glad that I did. And if I did, I feel like that would have been selfish because if I did succeed, I would have been thinking about myself only and not the people that I would have left behind with that, you know, heavy feeling of grief that they will just never be able to let go of. So, in a way, I'm thankful that I have a strong mind, a strong enough mind now. And also, I'm glad that I had a strong enough mind to stop myself from continuing with attempts of, you know, cutting myself. That's all I did. That's all I ever did was cut myself. And all that other shit, taking pills that wasn't for me. I wasn't that fucking depressed. And let me not sound insensitive to those that have committed suicide because of depression and mental illness or whatever they've dealt with. We send lots of love to those that have passed from suicide. We still love you. We know you may not be here physically, but we love you. And to people that are dealing with depression and that are thinking about suicide, guys, I'm here to tell you that it's not worth it. It is not worth it. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, don't do it. Don't do it. It is really not worth it. I promise you it's not. We just have to, I don't know, because we all deal with depression and mental illnesses in our own different ways. And once again, we're all human. So, but still, guys, it's not worth it. Find somebody to talk to. Don't go to a therapist because they'll be telling you shit that you want to hear. They'll just agree with you. They'll just nod their heads and write in their fucking notepad. Then writing down fucking prescriptions that you need to take to stabilize your mental. No, don't go through that. I mean, if you want to, you can. I'm not judging you. You can. You can do whatever you want. Handle it however you want. You know, deal with it. Just, you guys, have faith. Don't give up. Life is not about giving up. This is not the time to give up. I promise you. We can't ever give up anything in life. Whatever. See, these words are just coming out however the fuck they want to. My brain is not processing these words. God damn. I'm sorry, y'all. Like I was saying, you guys have to continue to have faith. If you need to cry, please cry. If you have, and this is not funny, I promise. If you guys have another depressed friend or whatever, cry with them. You guys talk together. Talk about whatever y'all going through together. And maybe you guys will be able to uplift one another. You never know. Because if nobody has faith in you, like I said before on my first episode or whatever, I think, I want you guys to know that I'm here for you. I was about to curse. I promise you I was about to curse. Ooh, a big fat fuck almost came out of my mouth. Yeah. So, yeah. If you guys don't have a support system, if you guys don't have somebody there to listen to you, I want you guys to know my DMs, my phone line is always open to vent. I'm always to listen. I feel like if you guys experience me, if you guys talk to me, if I've talked with anybody about what they're dealing with and what they're going through, you know, I will not give up. God damn. I'm about to cut this mic off. Shit. Let me stop. But seriously, I stand with you guys. I stand with you guys. I know how it feels. I know. And let me tell you, you guys want to be happy. You guys want to let go. You guys want to give up. It's not easy. It's a journey and it's a process. But you have to be willing to do the work, okay? You got to be willing to want to be happy. You got to be willing to maybe want to come out. You got to be willing to want to talk. You got to be willing to want to be open. Just know that ending yourself, taking yourself out of the game, is not worth it. Suicide is not the way. I want you guys to keep going. Keep your head up. And have faith. Just don't do it because it's not worth it. Okay? I love you guys. Okay, next. Because goddamn, I don't know where I was going with that, child. But yes, like I was saying about marijuana. And I don't know why marijuana is being so looked down upon. I don't know, like, why is it such a fucking bad thing? Now, can marijuana be very useful? Yes, it can, and it is. But before I get to that, let me go back to what I was saying. Was depression a result from use of marijuana, or was I already depressed and using marijuana with my depression? God damn, you need a break or something, a swig of vodka or something, because god damn, you just not with it today, I see. So marijuana was a coping mechanism, and also marijuana pulled me deeper into depression. Okay, I've dealt with depression for quite a long time. I would want to say my depression started, I don't know when, as a child. There we go. Yeah. And when did it end? Well, I don't think my depression ended. I just think that I've now gained control of it. See? Yeah. Because, you know, like I said, I have let go. What the fuck is that? I have let go. I have came to terms of accepting things for what they are and people for who they are. Cause child, gotta do some fall cleaning around here. We gotta clean the atmosphere and everything. let me not get off topic. But yeah, I've let go. I've accepted it. I've admitted to a lot of things. I'm loving myself more. I'm putting myself more. And I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all. I was just staring out of space. Don't mind me. Nope. But guys, I'm sorry, y'all. Don't mind me. I'm really sorry. This is okay. Did that? Talked about that. Blase. Oh, hey, got one. Okay, so mental health for the Black community. Where did it start? I said that already, but like seriously, like where did it start? Now, this isn't to bash or, you know, I guess, I don't know, tear down anyone, but about to do a little quick, what the fuck is quick? I don't know what the fuck I just said. I meant to say quick, y'all. I'm sorry. What? We're gonna go way back to hundreds and hundreds of years ago, where it really started. Because I feel like the mental health, like the whole mental aspect thing, well, the Black community specifically, I feel like it started when we were being tormented during slavery. Boom. I wish I had a little sound effect thing like Nikki has for her podcast thing. The little explosion thing. So yeah, y'all just imagine the explosion after I said that. Okay, yeah. So, mental, One second, y'all. I know I wrote it down somewhere. Okay, but I have it in my mind. So, the whole mental aspect thing, where it really started for us, well, started for us as a whole. It started back when slavery was going on. It started when we were disrupted from enjoying our tribe. In the motherland, you know, Africa, period. That started when we were disrupted. We were being caught, killed, and sold to work for the white man. And today we still are. But yeah, this is why I feel the Black young teens, or just the young Black people today, now that they're, you know, starting their own Black-owned businesses, this is the beginning of us bringing back, you know, the Black Wall Street. If y'all don't know about that, go do your research. All right. Now, yeah. So it started when we were disrupted on our land, Africa, where we're being caught, sold, and killed. Being brought over to the Americas that they stole also. So we can work for them. Now, within that, slavery, by us being beaten and by us, you know, being afraid to be killed for whatever reason, that's where it started for us to hate each other. Because the white man taught us to hate one another. Let's just be honest, okay? We were never really a hateful, what's the word? We were never really a hateful group or a hateful nationality. There you go. Got it. I mean, but hey, They came from us also, right? Ha ha. Once again, do your research, okay? Beyonce ain't say black is kings for a reason. Alright. Sorry, y'all. But, yeah. We were taught to hate one another. We were taught to look down on one another because of the white man. Because if we didn't do what he said, of course, as you know, he'd kill us. So, yeah. Is that all I have to say? I don't know, guys. I was all over the place this whole 50 minutes. I'm sorry, y'all, if I didn't really get a message out for mental health. But I'm sure you guys has gotten the gist of it. You know, mental health is the op. Well, no, it's not. Depression is the op. There we go. Depression is the op. Depression, sadness, heartbreak, all that is a form of, you know, depression. And with that being said, depression is an op. Sadness is an op. Well, not really, because sadness can because of, you know, happy tears or whatever, you know, grief or whatever. But still, yeah, y'all, I'm sorry. If I didn't get a message out for this whole thing, this topic, I apologize. So much shit. Look, and I can't even drink my damn tea no more. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm just over it. Bye, y'all. See y'all next episode, and hope y'all liked it. Let me know down in the comments on Instagram. Oh, yes. Follow this podcast page on Instagram. realitycheck.no. Period. Follow us. Go comment. Go interact. Follow us. You know, us. Who's us? It's just one person, bitch. It's just me. I'm doing this all alone by myself. And round of applause for that. Yes. Because, like I said, I thought that I would need somebody beside me to do this. And I didn't. So, that's something else. But yeah, guys, believe in yourself. Love yourself. Always remember that you guys, one second, you guys, you're a beautiful outcome of it. See, no, guys, can you even get it out? You're a beautiful outcome of everything you've ever been through. I love you. You have my support and anything else. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode because I don't know. This was everywhere. I don't know what the fuck this was. But yes, see you guys next episode. Later.